God kept his promise and was coming to rescue his people. God's coming was as silent as snow falling, and he came when no one was looking. There was a young girl named Mary who was engaged to a man named Joseph. One morning, a great warrior of light appeared to Mary. His name was Gabriel, and he was an angel sent from God to Mary. Mary was frightened. Gabriel said, "Don't be afraid. God is happy with you." Mary didn't know what he was talking about. Gabriel joyfully told Mary, "You're going to have a baby, a little boy. You will call his name Jesus. He is God's own son, the rescuer God promised." Wait, God who spoke and created the whole universe and keeps it spinning was choosing to come down to earth as a baby who would rescue us? It all felt too good to be true. But Gabriel reminded Mary that nothing was too wonderful for God. She trusted God bigger than her eyes could see, and she believed, saying, "I am God's servant, and I will do whatever he says." Sure enough, it was just as the angel had said. 9 months later, Mary was about to have the baby. Mary and Joseph had to take a trip to Bethlehem, but when they got there, every room was full and all beds were taken. They couldn't find anywhere to stay except a stable where the donkeys and cows and horses slept. And it was right there in that stable that God gave the world his wonderful gift, his own son. Mary and Joseph wrapped him up and placed him on a bed of straw. And they gazed in wonder at the great gift God had given not just them, but the whole world. He was named Jesus, Emmanuel, which means God with us, because he had indeed come to be with us.